Self-Promotion for Introverts. Getting Quietly Ahead in a Noisy World by Richard Etienne. Welcome. The world is a strange place for us all at the moment, so now seems like the perfect time to share my toolkit of positive changes for introverts everywhere. From improving your personal brand to boosting your leadership presence in interviews, this guide has everything you need to thrive as an introvert professional. It's all been a bit really. The global COVID-19 pandemic changed working lives for millions, forcing many companies to cut costs by furloughing their employees or letting them go. The UK economy has officially entered into a recession, and the Bank of England forecasts more job losses in the months to come. Footnote: Bank of England Knowledge Bank, how the COVID-19 pandemic affected jobs. Continues. The impact of this is increased competition in the jobs market as citizens from all walks of life frantically apply for new roles. Extroverts are naturally more adept than introverts at self-promotion. The result can be costly for introverts actively applying for roles or seeking new business. This is why I wrote this book for you. Used tactically, the tips provided will unlock your quiet power to give you the edge you need. Tip number one. Your personal brand is your shop window, so keep it clean. Showcasing your personal brand. Your personal brand is essentially what people say about you when you're not in the room. How people discover your personal brand is often as simple as a web search, and that is your brand's shop window. Here are some quick tips on how to look your best and attract new opportunities. View you as the world does. Before typing your name into a search engine, activate incognito or private mode on your web browser. This ensures your results are not impacted by your search history, giving you the results that others will likely see. Maintain consistency. Use the same profile pictures across professional sites and tailor your bio to the audience you're attracting. The bio formula is your expertise and experience, plus key achievements, plus your future goals. Give first. Effective personal branding is not about you. It's about the value you deliver to others. Sharing your knowledge, point of view, and expressing gratitude are great ways to build your brand from the angle of generosity. Get an extrovert ally. This kind of support is invaluable because you'll become aware of increased opportunities and learn confidence-building methods to expand, not get out of, your comfort zone. Tip number two, using LinkedIn effectively. How to make LinkedIn work for you. One of the better aspects to arise from social distancing is that introverts can now network without going to large events, making cold calls, or trading business cards. Professional networking site LinkedIn is a great way to generate new business leads and connect you with your next employer while you're still in your pajamas. Here's how to make it worth your time. Customize your introduction. Send a note with your connection request to gain added attention. Open with a version of, "We've never met," and then explain how you found the person and why you'd like to connect. Let others toot your horn. Straight after delivering a noteworthy service for a client or colleague, ask them to provide a recommendation for you. Aim to collect between 5 to 10 to highlight the particular attributes or achievements that have impressed them. Show your expertise. Publish think piece articles on LinkedIn on a subject matter of expertise. Share widely with connections, welcoming comments to position yourself as a thought leader in your industry. Get engaged. LinkedIn groups can help you to find promising connections and get an idea of what influencers in your industry are talking about. Tip number three. How to ace your interview. Top interview tips. The job interview process is a daunting one for many, not just introverts. So here are some helpful tips to ensure you keep your cool in the hot seat. Know thy interviewer. Use LinkedIn or the company website to learn more about your interviewers, as it may give you a sense of the questions you could expect. For example, someone with extensive comms experience will likely assess how well you know your audience. Show, don't tell. Create an online portfolio that showcases the projects you're most proud of. Having a portfolio to show off takes some of the attention off you and may help the conversation flow more easily, because you'll have something else to focus on and talk about. Use transition phrases. Introverts are no stranger to us and ums. To reduce a slow, "as a matter of fact, I was thinking," or "there are a few different approaches to this situation," will show that you're engaged while you're piecing things together. Use your quiet temperament to your advantage. Concise statements generally translate as professional. Don't push yourself to talk excessively, as saying the right thing in a few words as possible is a great idea. If you enjoyed reading this little book of big ideas, you will thoroughly enjoy my Introvert Survival Guide ebook. From improving your well-being at work, whether in person or remotely, to boosting your leadership presence, this guide has everything you need to truly grow your potential. Download your free copy from www.richardetienne.co.uk. I also host a series of masterclasses and one-on-ones to introverts in the workplace to help you if you... I host a series of masterclasses and one-to-ones on introversion in the workplace to help you if you consider yourself introverted, you want to become bolder in your professional life, you're about to change careers or enter the professional workplace for the first time, or you manage a team and wish to identify with and develop introverts. Contact me to book a session for you and your staff today. me@richardetienne.co.uk. Organizations I have helped include The Guardian, American Express, Formula One, Her Majesty's Government, King's College London, and the National Lottery Heritage Fund. Thank you.